All right, so how does it feel to make that Indiegogo goal?
Very, very cool. I mean, we were going to get the money anyway. That's kind of why we chose that over Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. But it's very nice because then now Indiegogo takes less of a cut now that we made the goal so that we get more of the money, which was the whole idea.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted to get the money in. Anything would have helped. So that's kind of why we went Indiegogo route, because any money we got – would go towards development, towards, you know, release dates, towards all of the hard assets that we need to buy, like the, you know, the user interface design, the better models, more animations, that kind of stuff. So we're really, really fortunate to have made our goal, and such a cool way to do it, too. It was just a crazy ride at the end there.
So like I was telling you before we got started, for people that haven't followed this project that closely, to kind of go a couple of months between videos, there's a huge difference in the game. Can you just talk about what you guys have been up to the past couple of months?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the main things we changed was going for a like a cel shading, toon shading, you know, cartoon type look to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was for a lot of different reasons. I mean, we were never going to be able to get photorealistic quality like, you know, the UFC games or the WWE games or anything like that. We just don't have the equipment, the money, the funds, you know, nothing like that. So we knew we weren't going to be able to do that and maintain it. And when folks were going to be putting in textures and different things like that, because adding textures is going to be a big part of the creator wrestler, regular folks aren't going to be able to have that kind of, you know, they're not going to have 3D scans of faces and stuff like that. So it was going to be tougher for them to make wrestlers and stuff. So just going with the whole theme of Chikara, about how it's almost like a comic book come to life, and the whole branding of Chikara, it just made a lot of sense to go for more of a cel shading or a cartoon shading effect. And from there, kind of all the pieces fell into place. I mean, it was from one screenshot, you can kind of tell that you're not dealing with like a simulation wrestling game. I mean, there's something different about this. It's more of a fun, laid-back, but really fast, action-packed, arcade-style game, and I think it really helps the whole branding of the game in general.
I mean, I have to completely, utterly agree with you. It's like, I remember when I was a kid, not when I was a kid, more when I was like a teenager, Aki had stopped making the WWE games, and they made one of the first two Def Jam games, but then they made this game, Ultimate Muscle, which was super fun, cool arcade game that had like the same, you know, engine almost as those Aki games, but it had that beautiful cel-shaded look. You guys kind of like take the fun of like Ultimate Muscle and almost like take it to the next level, because they weren't breaking chairs and throwing Hadoukens and stuff. So I mean, do you feel like you're going to attract even more gamers than the average wrestling fan with this one?
I think so, because I think even fans of arcade games, I mean, even if you're not a fan of a wrestling game, you've probably gone into an arcade, if you're my age at least, when you were a kid in the 90s, and you've probably at least seen or played like WrestleFest. You kind of know those types of games. Even maybe like sort of a Saturday Night Slam Masters or even a WrestleMania arcade or those types of things. You know, you kind of sort of understand what those games were about, and maybe even you popped a couple quarters in there too. So I think the same is going to be for our game. If you're, you know, folks say, well, you know what, I'm not even really a wrestling fan, but I'm a fan of fighting games, or I'm a fan of, you know, old retro arcade games, they're absolutely going to be really pleased with what we have. And I think it's going to be attractive to them as well. I mean, there are even, like I said, there are probably more people. I remember back in the day where the NHL wasn't that, you know, that popular.
Mm-hmm.
But NHL 94, everyone played it.
Yeah. You know,
the game was almost more popular than the league. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
It was crazy to think about that. But you're a hockey guy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up on all those games.
Our two teams are playing tonight, I believe.
Yes, Pittsburgh and the Islanders. Don't tell me the score yet. I got it DVR'd.
I have the same thing. I got to pause here.
Excellent.
So after the interview, we'll have to make a bet here. But
I'm not betting on the Islanders at all this year, by the way.
You're not betting on the Islanders?
No.
All right. They're better than their score. They're better than their record.
They are, but that's still not saying much.
I'm not giving you any points, though. Anyway.
So let me ask you a question. the camera looks like it's been changed a little bit too. Have you guys like kind of brought it closer into the action?
The camera's going to be changing from now until it releases. I'm so fickle with the camera. Uh-huh. Well, first of all, there are going to be many different camera choices. Mm-hmm. We're planning on, right now we have 7. I plan on at least having 9 wow. Different camera angles, because I think that's a real personal thing. It sounds weird, but I think that's sort of a personal thing for the camera angles. I mean, you can think of each game that you've ever played, like a wrestling game, whether it's, you know, Fire Pro or WrestleFest or No Mercy or WWE, they all had a specific camera angle. You know, Raw was really, you know, high up, and some were down close on the WWE's really close to what the TV broadcast is. Mm-hmm. So I'm planning on having many, many different ones. Some actually are meant to sort of get a retro feel. Mm-hmm. For instance, the depth of field is very, very low, so that means it really looks like a 2D game, mm-hmm. Sort of like the old Super Nintendo, you know, Genesis games. Others are much more dynamic, where the camera rotates and changes, and others are more to emulate sort of like a TV. So there are many, many different ones. I haven't even settled on all of them yet. I constantly keep playing with them, but there's going to be many, many different choices for the player.
So, I mean, the game, just watching the trailer, I get excited because the game just looks like so much fun, but working with Chikara must be a ton of fun too. So what has it been like to work with these guys on this game?
Oh, it's been awesome. I've made 2 trips out to Philly, to see them perform. Uh-huh. And I sort of got the gamut. I mean, I went to their King of Trios, which is essentially their sort of WrestleMania. It's their big event. Mm-hmm. Really, really unbelievable. The last one I went was their, Wrestle Factory, just a normal, almost like a house show, mm-hmm. Where they actually train the wrestlers and everything. Went to that, and then after that we did a live Facebook Q&A with Mike Quackenbush, the owner.
Yeah.
Director of fun, I should say.
Yeah.
it was crazy. I mean, the King of Trios was nuts. It was insane. It was nice to meet everyone, but you know, the second time I went, I mean, I got to meet everyone. I walked in the door. People actually knew me from the videos, which was crazy.
Yeah.
Got to shake hands with some of the wrestlers. Got, you know, 'cause when you hear like the wrestlers and the, you know, Bryce, the ref, and just all these, the crew coming up to me and saying, "Hey man, the game's looking really great. Just wanted to let you know." I'm like, wow, that is really cool. It's a really neat experience. You know, when these folks, I'm actually, you know, are coming up to you and complimenting you and they know you, and it's just a really cool place, really great wrestling. So unlike, you know, anything I've really ever seen, it's almost like a small theater atmosphere, yeah. Which is just really amazing. Mm-hmm. How they have to, they're forced to constantly interact with the crowd you know, if they sit and do a headlock for a little while, that's just not going to work.
Yeah, the crowd
like it does
right
in the
away.
WWE. Yep. So they really have to work their butts off in order to, you know, to put on a performance. And the performances are very, very entertaining.
So, I mean, me and you, we go back about like 5 or 6 years now. And I remember the first game, you know, on Xbox 360, you know. Did you ever think that you would be at this point now?
No, never. I mean, I was on I was thinking that the other day. I was on a conference call with, you know, some PR folks and my developer all 3 or 4 folks from Chikara. And, you know, I'm like, this all came from literally me going out, grabbing a beer and a laptop out of my porch, saying, I'll just fool around with the rest, you know, making a game. And then all of a sudden I have 10, 15 people on a conference call. It's
great.
Really kind of overwhelming, you know, when I sit back and think about it. But it's a really, really cool experience.
In terms of the roster, I know it might be a little bit too early to ask, but in terms of, like, you know, Chikara standouts, can you tell us, like, some of the guys that are going to be in the game to kind of whet some people's appetites a bit?
Yeah, sure. I mean, obviously the champion is going to be in it, the Hollow Wicked. Mm-hmm. You know, we have some of the other folks, like the Ice Creams, and, you know, some of the real fan favorites.
Yep.
All of the ones we've listed, actually, I just noticed this, are still on the Indiegogo. We kind of did a roster reveal, starting, I think we started with Dasher Hatfield. No, actually, we started with Hollow Wicked on Halloween, and then we also did Dasher Hatfield for, you know, on the Game 7 of the World Series, and so we tried to time it up sort of, you know, time up the roster to events. But if you actually still go to our Indiegogo, I believe it's still live. Uh-huh. And all the updates, we actually have all of the confirmed wrestlers right there. Now, there'll be more coming. We just aren't going to be revealing them, you know, just because we don't even know who's – I mean, but by the time the game comes out, you know, the more people could be picked up by the WWE or more people could be leaving and coming, and we want to add more people. So we just don't really know at this point to confirm the whole roster. But you're going to be definitely well represented for your Chikara, you know, fan base.
Excellent. I have to ask, too, being a loyal console gamer, even though I do love the PC, will the game be released eventually on the Xbox One and PlayStation 4?
Yeah, we actually announced that. We were confirmed to be on Steam, obviously.
Yeah.
But then we also found out, I think it was, I forget how long ago it was, but we were approved to be on Xbox One and PlayStation 4. I actually have my Xbox One dev kit sitting right in front of me here.
Very nice.
It's so exciting for that.
All right, last question for me. I want to hear the Chikara Action Arcade Wrestling elevator pitch. Why should someone buy this game when it's, you know, when it's complete?
Well, it's going to be an evolution of games like WrestleFest, 90s arcade games. It's going to be very, very easy to play, use, have fun with. It's going to be the complement. It's going to be the NBA Jam. It's going to be the NFL Blitz to the Maddens and stuff that's out there. We love the great simulation wrestling games that are out there now. I have a blast with them. Sometimes you're in the mood to play those. Sometimes you're in the mood to play a little more arcade style. That's where we want to come in. We want to be the go-to arcade wrestling game for everyone out there. Two-button control scheme. It's a 2D. It's a throwback to the old arcade wrestling games of the 90s. It's going to be really, really, really fun time to just sit down and play and have a great time.